Welcome to episode 84 of the Speak On It podcast, hosted by your boy T Lip. What up, though? What's happening? Hey, man, I know y'all heard my voice in like a week, but you know, that's how I be sometimes. It was the Pro Bowl. I kind of wanted to wait until the Super Bowl happened. I didn't want to give no previous games takes on what I thought was going to happen. I just wanted to come afterwards and break down the game from what I saw. PSA real quick. This will be my last episode of this season. Next season of the podcast will start around the NBA playoffs. I'll probably say end of March, beginning of April area. This will close out the football season right here. I won't have anything else to say regarding this season after today. So if you tuned in to any of my previous episodes regarding football, regarding sports talk, regarding whatever I was talking about, I appreciate you. It's all love. Season 3 was love. I would say this was my first full season of, like, you know, being consistent with the pod, podding multiple times throughout the week, doing it consistently. And I'm going to say I'm proud of myself about that. You know, I'm proud of myself for that for sure. Like I said, if you tuned in, I appreciate you. It's all love. Next season will be bigger and better. Season 4, you feel what I'm saying? But we're going to close this one out with a bang right here. Obviously, the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy, 49ers versus the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs won a Super Bowl once again. They are the first team to go back-to-back Super Bowl wins since the 2003-2004 New England Patriots. It hasn't happened in 20 years. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest. Andy Reid is one of the greatest coaches. Man, it was a lot to talk about from this game, man. It was definitely a lot to talk about from this game. Obviously, the score was 25-22. Let me just break down some stats. The score was 25-22. Let me run down the stats first. I want to get all that out of the way before I dive into the numbers, because numbers are just a part of the story, but I'm going to bring you into the numbers, you know? Okay, so this game was won 25-22 in overtime. The Chiefs had 455 total yards to the 49ers, 382. The Niners had the ball for over 38 minutes. The Chiefs had the ball for over 36 minutes. So it was kind of balanced right there. The 49ers had 23 first downs. The Chiefs had 24 first downs. This is a big statistic right here. This is the game right here. You can say this. The Chiefs were 9-for-19 on third downs. The 49ers were 3-for-12. So the Chiefs was damn near 45-46% on third downs. And the Chiefs were 30%. No, 25% on third down. That's the difference in the game right there. The 49ers was 1-for-2 in the red zone. The Chiefs were 2-for-6 in the red zone. Both of the teams had 2 turnovers. The Chiefs had 130 rushing yards, while the 49ers had 110. That is a shocker right there to me. The Chiefs had 325 passing yards. 49ers had 272. 49ers averaged 3.5 yards a carry. And 3.5 yards a carry. And the Chiefs averaged 4.3 yards a carry. 49ers averaged 7.1 yards a pass attempt, and the Chiefs averaged 7.2 yards a pass attempt. This wasn't a big penalty game. Both teams had 6 penalties. It was only 12 penalties throughout the whole game, so it wasn't a lot of calls being made. It was a clean game to an extent, you know? We know how games can be called. They kind of let the guys play. The Chiefs had The Chiefs had 1 sack. And the 49ers had 3 sacks. Patrick Mahomes threw an interception. Brock Purdy did not throw an interception. 49ers had 2 forced fumbles. Chiefs had 1 forced fumble. Purdy was hit. He had quarterback hits. He was hit 7 times. Patrick Mahomes was hit 11 times. So we kind of got those numbers out the way a little bit. Let's see if there's anything else we need to know. No, there is not. A big key, key numbers that stood out for me in that game right there, from just the statistics that I just gave you guys, was third down. We call third down money down. That's where you make your money at. No matter what position you play, third down is where you make your money. If you play guard and you can block your defensive tackle on third down, you're going to make your money because of what you do on third down. If you're a wide receiver and you make plays on third down, that's where you're going to make your money. If you're a defensive back, third down is where you're making your money at. If you're a linebacker out there in space with a running back and you make the tackle or you stop him from catching the ball on third down, that's where you make your money at. No matter what, you're going to make your money. Third down is the most pivotal down in the NFL, in football, period. No matter if it's little league, high school, college, all the way to NFL. Even flag football, third down is a pivotal down. It's all like third down is the down. So if you go 3-for-12 on third down and one team goes 9-for-19, one team is just below 50% and you sit at 25%, you're probably going to lose that game. But if you watch the game, you'll be like, oh, man, the first half, the Chiefs was getting whooped. The first half, they was getting cooked. The first quarter was a slow quarter. The first couple drives for the Chiefs, they were 3 and out. Let's just break it down. 49ers got the ball first. They go four. They go basically 4 and out. No, they do not go 4 and out. They have 4 plays, and then Christian McCaffrey fumbles the ball on the 29-yard line, going in, like basically going in for a touchdown. He gets the ball ripped from him. Then the Chiefs get the ball. Chiefs get the ball. They first possession, 3 and out. Then the 49ers has the ball. They goes like 6 plays, and they end up putting the ball. The next possession, the Chiefs get the ball, and they end up having to punt the ball after 4 plays. Then the 49ers have the ball to end the first quarter, basically 3 minutes all the way up until the beginning of the first quarter. They end up kicking the field goal. So now it's 3-zip. 49ers are up 3-zip. Chiefs get the ball, and it's like this is their third possession on offense. So it looked like they're about to start rolling. Patrick Mahomes drops back, roll out to the left, throws a beautiful pass to Mecole Hardman. Mecole Hardman makes a big-time catch because, I mean, we've seen guys drop that ball for the Chiefs this year, and we've seen him make some bad plays for the Chiefs this year as well. But Patrick Mahomes throws a dime across the field. He catches the ball, and then immediately the next play, they hand the ball off to Pacheco. Pacheco gets the ball ripped from him from the cornerback of the 49ers and number 2, I think it's Lenore. He strips the ball. So now you're on a 9-yard line and you fumble the ball. So now you inside the 10-yard line, you fumble. That takes away points. It takes away a potential 3 points, take away a potential 7 points. And it slows down the momentum of the Chiefs offense. Like the Chiefs offense in the first half was very, very slow. Like it looked ugly as shit. Like they couldn't get nothing going. But credit to the 49ers defense because they was playing really well. Like they were playing well. They were getting stops on first down. They were getting some stops on third down. They were just kind of bullying the Chiefs in the first half. Like it was a defensive game a lot of this game. Like both offenses couldn't really get it going like that in the first half. Like, yeah, they went into halftime 10-3, but the amount of stops that the 49ers had in the first half, on defense, the 49ers offense couldn't open the game up by scoring more points. They only scored 10 points. They couldn't open it up. Like, they had multiple chances to open up this score, but Purdy and the offense couldn't get it done. So there's another 3 and out by the Chiefs. And then at the end of the half, no, it's 10-zip. Nas Tenzip, Juwan Jennings catches the ball right after. This is right after a fourth down. There's a fourth down. Wasn't that a fourth down? Well, it don't matter. Juwan Jennings catches a slant route, breaks a tackle from Snead, end up falling into the end zone, and now the score is 10-0. So it's 10-0 with 4 minutes left on the clock going into halftime. Chiefs get the ball. They drive the ball down there. They have the knife drive. Nice drive. Nice drive. They end up getting held, getting stopped, and they end up kicking the field goal. So now they had a little momentum going into halftime. They got the ball back. Now, if they would have scored a touchdown going into halftime and then got the ball back coming out and then scored again, now it's a 14-10 game. Now it switches right now. But the 49ers got another stop right before half. So credit to the 49ers defense because they came out to play ball. This was a defensive game. Don't get it mistaken. Like, yeah, you got Patrick Mahomes out there, and you got Christian McCaffrey, and you got Deebo Samuel, and you got Travis Kelce. But this game was a defensive game with a very, very, very great quarterback in Mahomes and another quarterback that managed the game well, but he didn't open the league up. He didn't open the lead up. He had opportunity to make this a 17-3 game or a 20-3 game or even a 24-3 game. He had multiple opportunities to open the league up, but he couldn't get it done. It is what it is. So now it's 10-3 going into halftime. Chiefs come out and get the ball, right? They go to the first play out of halftime. Patrick Mahomes pitches the ball to Pacheco and he fumbles the ball. He gets back on it, but he fumbles the ball. So now it's 2nd and 22. There were a lot of people dropping the ball this time. Like Rasheem Rice had kind of fumbled the ball and earlier in the game. The punt returner fumbled the ball. He kind of muffed the kick. Like there was a lot of fumbles in the first half from both teams. Like sometimes they got back on the ball, but sometimes they didn't. Pacheco lost a fumble. The 49ers punt returner, he didn't muff it. It hit one of his defenders, and I think he should have fell on the ball instead of trying to scoop it up. But, you know, in live action, it's kind of hard to, you know, it's kind of hard to think about all these things. And when the bullets are really flying, that's the only thing that matters. The bullets are flying. You got to see what you got going on. So coming out of halftime, this is the Chiefs' first three plays. The first play is a fumbled pitch. Now it's 2nd and 22. Then they throw the ball to Noah Gray, gets 10 yards. And now it's 3rd and 12. Patrick Mahomes dropped back. He rolls up in the pocket, kind of scrambled out to the right. He throws an interception. So now the ball is on. Now, what is it? I think it's Jair Brown, number 27 for the 49ers. He catches the interception. So now the 49ers got the ball back in the Chiefs' territory on the 44-yard line. I mean, you got 44 yards to score a touchdown. And maybe 10 yards, you can kick a field goal. Let's see what they do with that drive. The first play, Brock Purdy passed the ball. It's an incomplete pass. Second play, there's a false start penalty. So now it's 2nd and 15. Then this play is a Brock Purdy incomplete pass to Deebo Samuel. Now it's 3rd and 15 from the 49-yard line. And then you got Brock Purdy. He scrambles for 4 yards. Now it's 4th and 11 from the 45-yard line. They end up punting the ball. Like, that, they left points out there on the board right there. They left points out there. Like, you got the ball on the 44-yard line after you caught the interception. And you end up punting the ball from the 45. So, in 4 plays, you lost 1 yard. And you end up punting the ball. Why not just run the ball? Why not just run the ball, get the ball to Christian McCaffrey, the best player on your offense, the best player on your team. Give him the ball, the offensive player of the year, and milk the clock. Why Kyle Shanahan starts to pass the ball? This is the thing that happened with Kyle Shanahan in a few Super Bowls ago. They up by 20-something points. They up 28-3, and he starts to try to pass the ball more. Like, bro, run the ball. Utilize what you have in the backfield. Give the ball to Deebo. Hand him off the ball. I'm just saying, like, this is Kyle Shanahan. He's a very creative play caller when it comes to, like, running plays and different running formations and different motions and shifts and just different ways to hand the ball off. why not hand the ball off when you need to hand the ball off? You just got a big turnover. Turn around and hand the ball off to Christian McCaffrey. See if he can get you 10 yards. And now when you get inside the 30 or inside the 25, inside the red zone, you can open up your playbook. But to go to after a pick and then to go four plays and you lose a yard, you end up having to punt the ball. You left points on the board. So they leave points on the board. Chiefs get the ball back. 3 and out. You feel what I'm saying? So this is the first two possessions from the Chiefs for the second half. The first possession ended in an INT. Third play, INT. Second possession, 3 and out. So the defense is playing ball. The defense is there. The defense is showing you, bro, that they can get off the field. Like, bro, you know, you don't have a lot of 3 and outs from Patrick Mahomes in the Andy Reid offense. There's not a lot of 3 and outs that happen with that offense. Especially when like receivers are not dropping the ball. And there wasn't too many drops from this in this game either. It was, I think, Watson dropped one over the middle. I remember that one. But I don't remember too many other drops. So it's like you got to take advantage of that if you Kyle Shanahan. You have to take advantage of it. Defense is playing well. You have to take advantage of it. So they get the ball back. After the Chiefs do a 3 and out, they get the ball back. And next thing you know, another 3 and out by Brock Purdy and his offense. Another 3 and out. A 3rd and 11 intended pass to Greg Kittle. Incomplete. 4th and 11. Now you got to punt the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. Now Patrick Mahomes get the ball. He drives the ball from his own 14 all the way to the touchdown. End up scoring a touchdown. He throws the... No, I'm tripping. He did not score a touchdown. It was a field goal. They ended up kicking the field goal from the 39-yard line, a 57-yard field goal, which was the longest field goal in Super Bowl history. So now it's 10-6. 10-6, 5 minutes on the clock in the third quarter. Brock Purdy gets the ball back. What does he do? Let's see what he does. Brock Purdy goes 3 and out. Another 3 and out. So there's 1 3 and out. 2 3 and outs. 3 3 and outs, basically. The entire third quarter, he went 3 and outs. So this is the time. In the second half, you want him to open up this league. And the Chiefs were even going 3 and out. But the difference between the Chiefs going 3 and out and the 49ers going 3 and out is that one of those teams have Patrick Mahomes. So we're not going to expect Patrick Mahomes. We're going to expect for him to play superb going down to the end of the game. Like, we're going to expect him to be LeBron James, you feel me, going down at the end of the game. Tom Brady-esque going down at the end of the game. We don't expect for him to play regular at the end of the game. I expected Purdy to play regular. I expected him to play regular. I didn't expect nothing magical from him at the end of this game. That's why he had to extend the league open and he couldn't do it. He couldn't take advantage of his defense playing really well, getting the Chiefs to go 3 and out, possession after possession after possession. Like, you're the one that's in trouble. Patrick Mahomes can get it started anytime he wants to. Maybe he's just gathering information throughout all of these drives to see, okay, maybe I'm just a little bit tad late here. I'm a little bit tad late here. But I know I'm going to get it rolling. Can you say the same thing about Brock Purdy? Nope, I can't. So that's why I said he missed out on a lot of possessions. This is the third quarter. He went 3 straight 3 and out possessions after the possession after the Chiefs fumbled. The Chiefs fumbled in the inside of the 10-yard line in the second quarter. They didn't get no points from that. The 49ers didn't get no points from that next possession. The Chiefs throw an interception. The first drive of the second half, literally the third play of the second half, the 49ers didn't get no points from that. Like, those are big shifts in the game. And when it's a sudden change, you usually got to make a play. Like, I'm telling you, when I played corner on defense and the offense, like, threw an interception or they fumbled or something like that, and now we coming out on sudden change, the main thing we alerted was that hey, watch the double move, watch the big play, watch the deep pass, watch the chip blocks, because they're going to try to make a big play right off of a sudden change. You feel me? They're going to try to get the ball rolling. They just stole a possession. Now they're trying to, they're going to try to make a big play the first play immediately after that. But I guess you can't do that with Brock Purdy. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. So, like I said, after Patrick Mahomes goes down there and get the field goal, makes it 10-6, the next immediate possession, Brock Purdy goes 3-and-out. And then the next possession after that is funny. The Chiefs go 3-and-out right after that possession as well. And then they end up punting the ball. And this is where I think the game switched. The game switched right here. It didn't switch big time, but sometimes you need a special teams play that just alters the entire game. The Chiefs end up punting the ball, and it end up hitting one of the 49ers players in the leg. And Ray McCloud tried to scoop the ball up because he knew, like, it hit one of my teammates. It's a live ball. He tried to scoop up the ball, and he missed the scoop. I think he should have fell on it. But like I said, in the midst of that moment, you're going to just do what you do. You either going to fall on it or you're going to scoop on it. It is what it is. So he ended up missing it. And Watson from the Chiefs, number 35, ended up falling on the ball. So now the Chiefs have the ball in the red zone on the 16-yard line. And the first play, they come with like a little spray release, 2x2, a switch release with MVS and Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce runs like a, I would like to say like a, not a wheel route, but like a wheel fade route. And the wide receiver runs like a seam route, and they kind of cross. And it mixes up the corner and the safety. And MVS is open right in the end zone, right behind the linebacker, because the safety didn't get over there, or the corner didn't split 1 and 2. It was tough. Now the score is 13-10. And now the momentum is changing. It's 13-10 with 2 minutes and 28 seconds left. So now it's 13-10. Now the 49ers got the ball. They're making plays. They have a drive. The Chiefs go and score a touchdown after the big old turnover. Then the 49ers drive the ball down there and scores a touchdown. They drive the ball down there, throws the ball to Jennings. Hold on, was that the Jennings pass or was that a – nope, yeah. That was, he throws the ball to Jennings on a slant, and he breaks a tackle from Snead, falls into the end zone. I know I said that earlier because Jennings has scored, but I meant Jennings threw a touchdown. Like, he actually threw a touchdown from a double pass. He threw one back to Christian McCaffrey. That's why I said he scored earlier. But I got my touchdowns mixed up with him. He actually threw a touchdown and he caught a touchdown. He's literally, I think, the second player in NFL Super Bowl history to do that. And the first one was Nick Foles against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. But, yeah, so now the score is 16-13. Goes up for the extra point. The extra point is blocked by Chenard, number 54. He had a game as well. So now the score is 16-13. Instead of it being a touchdown game where you have to score a touchdown, the score is 16-13, where now you can tie it up with a field goal. And that's big right there. That is big because that's going to change how the game is called. That's going to change the aggressiveness of Andy Reid's play calling. It's going to change the aggressiveness of Patrick Mahomes, because he knows all I have to do is get 3 points to tie the game up. Like, at the least, I have to get 3 points. But if they made the field goal and if it wasn't blocked, and now the score is 17-13, a field goal, and you make it 16-17, like, you can lose that game still right there. Or let's say it's 17-16, right? And now the 49ers go down there and they kick a field goal. Now it's 20-16. It's still a touchdown game. You still need a touchdown. And that changes how plays would be called for the rest of that game. So that is a pivotal block right there. Like, people don't understand it, but that is a pivotal blocked field goal right there. That literally changed the way how the Chiefs was going to remain playing the rest of this game. So now the score is 16-13. The Chiefs, the immediate possession after that, they drive the ball. They make some plays. They convert some third downs. And they end up kicking the field goal from the 6-yard line. They got all the way inside the 10-yard line. And like I said, they was inside of the 10-yard line for, let's see, One, two, three, four, five. They had five plays inside of the 20, inside of the red zone. Now, if they down by four, the five plays that they call is going to be totally different because they're going to be basically saying, we need a touchdown right here because we're in the fourth quarter. It's 8 minutes left. We don't know how much time we're going to have left. We're going to call plays to score touchdowns. But since they got in the red zone and they were only down by three, they chose to like kind of be safe with how they were calling plays. Maybe like straight one-sided read plays. Let's just make one decision type of read plays to where, okay, if it ain't there, throw it away or protect the ball, something like that. Let's not turn the ball over right here because this can be the game. Let's not make a throw to where it may can bounce off a player and get tipped up in the air and intercepted by the defender. The game play was the plays was called in the red zone was totally different from if they was down by four instead of three. When it was down by three, they chose to be safe and secure these 3 points that they have on the clock. That's why that field goal block was so pivotal. So they end up kicking the field goal at the 6 yard line. They kick the field goal. Now it's 16-16. It's 16-16 right now. I think both teams had two timeouts at this time. And the 49ers had the ball with 5:46 left on the clock. And I tweeted this at this time. I tweeted, hey, let me see. Let me go to the exact tweet. Because at that time, I tweeted regarding something about Purdy. I want to say exactly what I tweeted. Exactly. Let me find it. Okay, this is what I tweeted. I said, hey, Purdy, tie game, just under 6 minutes left. Mahomes don't have to see the ball no more, bud. Let's see it, partner. So I said that Mahomes don't have to see the ball no more because, bruh, if you Shanahan, if you Kyle Shanahan and you told him, prior to the game, A, with 5 minutes left, with just under 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter, the game is going to be tied 16-16. And all you need is a field goal to win the game. And you are running offense. You run the ball. You known as draining the clock, quick passes, quick screens, quick little under routes, quick slants. You're known for that type of play calling. You're known for a kill the clock type of play calling, handing the ball off, different type of mixed direction plays, reverses, jet sweeps, quick glance routes, under routes, quick outs to the tight end. Like, this is a Kyle Shanahan offense right here. You had the chance to put your most perfect possession together, your most perfect drive together, to drain the clock. And you still had the 2 minute warning. And all you had to do was make a couple first downs. You feel me? A couple first downs. And you good. And now you can drain the clock all the way down there, make them use their timeouts, and you can get in field goal position. And you can walk off the field, kicking a field goal, and you win the game. So I don't know if I really want to blame this totally on Brock Purdy. Of course, he's the quarterback and things like that. But he's never been in this situation before. You know who's been in this situation before? Kyle Shanahan. Y'all want to tell me all the time about Kyle Shanahan being this, you know, this guru, offensive guru, and all the different ways he run the ball and the schemes and all of these things. And it's just like, why not just, this is the perfect time for you to drain the clock all the way down to zero and walk off the field with a field goal. And his play calling didn't reflect. It didn't reflect. In this last drive, it did not reflect. So they went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They went 7 plays and ended up kicking the field goal from the 35-yard line. And they left a minute and 53 seconds on the clock for Patrick Mahomes. They left a minute and 53 seconds on the clock for Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes had a minute and 53 seconds, and he had two timeouts. So he didn't have to use none of the timeouts. Kyle Shanahan didn't make Andy Reid use none of the timeouts on defense. And he left him 2 minutes on the clock. So he used 3 minutes and then left him 2 minutes. Hey, say, hey, Patrick Mahomes, go down there and win the game. I don't think you can beat us. Can you beat us, Patrick Mahomes? Hell yeah, he can beat it. I'm telling you right now, I don't know nobody in that moment that thought, hey, there's no way Patrick Mahomes not going to go down there and at least tie this game up. And that's why I said that field goal meant something. That field goal block meant something. Because if the score is 20-16 instead of 19-16, if the score is 20-16, Patrick Mahomes need to score a touchdown now in 153. He had to score a touchdown. A field goal ain't going to do shit. He has to score a touchdown now. So now the play calling is different. Now the pressure is a little bit different. I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes not going to be able to. I think he would have scored. But there's other guys that would have never been in that situation. Yeah, Travis Kelce would have been in that situation, but Rasheen Rice wasn't in that situation. You feel me? Watson wasn't always in that situation. There's guys that have dropped passes, and all you need is a drop pass, and the game could have been over. So that blocked field goal literally changed the way the plays were called at that moment. And what do you think was going to happen? Patrick Mahomes drove the ball down there, ended up kicking the field goal. And I think if there was like a couple more seconds or something like that, he would have scored a touchdown. Like, my thing is, hey, if Patrick Mahomes needed a touchdown right then and there, he would have scored a touchdown. If he needed a field goal to tie the game, he's like, okay, man, we're going to settle for this field goal. We're going to be safe because we're going to be safe. Like, we got to take this to overtime. We're going to take it to overtime. Like, but like I said, if he was down 20-16, I think he still goes out there and scores a touchdown and win the game because that's Patrick Mahomes, and he hasn't showed me otherwise. He hasn't showed me otherwise. So he drives the ball down there, kicks the field goal with 6 seconds left, and now that goes into overtime. And this is where shit get weird right here. This is where shit gets weird right here. I've watched people all yesterday talk about the overtime rules. Obviously, the overtime rules changed in the playoffs. Now both teams get a chance to possess the ball in the playoffs. Like, no matter if it's the wild card or the Super Bowl, both teams get a chance to possess the ball. Like, there was only one other overtime Super Bowl game, and that was in 2017 with the Falcons and the Patriots. And that game went to overtime, and the Patriots got the ball. They drove the ball down there and scored a touchdown. The game was over. Matt Ryan didn't even touch the ball. They wasn't even able to score the ball. But if I'm not mistaken, well, I don't know. I don't know if it was a field goal or win that game or it was a touchdown. I don't know. Because I think at that time, if the Patriots, if they would have kicked the field goal, I think the Falcons would have got a chance to get the ball back and score a touchdown or kick a field goal. But I think if if you went to overtime in the Super Bowl, the first team to score a touchdown won the game. But if you kicked the field goal, the other team got a chance to get the ball back. So that was the rules then. But now the rules were both teams get a chance to touch the ball. No matter if you scored a touchdown first, the other team get a chance to score the ball as well. And then if both of y'all score touchdowns first, the next team to score wins the game, no matter if it's a field goal or a touchdown. So Kyle Shanahan got up there and said after the press conference that he wanted the ball third. He wanted to know what he was going to have to do third. He wanted to know if he was going to have to – he wanted the sudden death, you know. He wanted to put his offense out there first and whatever, and get the ball third. And now he know what he needs to do if they both score touchdowns third. But to me, I think that decision right there is way deeper than the surface level thinkers, because I think Kyle Shanahan called the game, the entire game, like left-handed. I think he called the game kind of scared. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I think he called the game. I think he got outcoached. I think the defense showed up, but I think him being an offensive coach and an offensive guru, I think he got outcoached. I think he got outcoached in the biggest of games. And I think this ain't the first time in the biggest of game he's gotten outcoached. Like, this loss is on Kyle Shanahan. It's not on Brock Purdy being injured last year in the NFC Championship. This loss is more on Kyle Shanahan because the defense played really well. Brock Purdy played good. He didn't play great. He didn't change the game, but he played okay. He played okay. Like, I'm not going to look at the game and be like, oh, well, Brock Purdy is the reason they lost. But I'm not going to also look at the game and be like, Brock Purdy is the reason they won. He played B-minus, C-plus football. But when you're playing against Patrick Mahomes, you need to play an A-plus. You need to make every throw that they think you can't make. That's how you're going to beat Patrick. You're not going to beat him by missing guys open. Ask Eli Manning what it took for him to beat Tom Brady two times in the Super Bowl. He had to be accurate. He had to make throws and make plays that he don't normally make. You have to play out of your mind when you're playing against one of the GOATs. Period. That's period, bro. So the 49ers go out there. It's overtime. They go out there. They win the toss. Tails. It was tails. They win the toss. They receive the ball. And I'm thinking, like, when they made a decision, I'm like, bro, why would they receive the ball? Like, especially knowing that even if the team score a touchdown, you get the ball back to score a touchdown. Like, it ain't over the first team that scored a touchdown win the game. It's not over like that. So now you know, like, you're going to get the ball back. So I'm giving the ball, and my defense been playing well. My defense been playing well. And now you put Patrick Mahomes out there. Let me just tell you this. Patrick Mahomes' first drive of overtime, they had to go for it on fourth down because they handed the ball off to Pacheco and he got stopped on fourth and one. He got stopped on like third and three. It ended up being like fourth and one. And it was like they was only like the 30 or 27 yard line. Let me see what yard line they was on. They were on the 34. They were on their own 34 yard line. You telling me if they got the ball first and they get stopped on that third down, they're going to punt the ball. They're not going to go for it. It changed by you receiving the ball and you only getting a field goal from that. Even if you got a touchdown, they was going to go for it anyway either. They like if the 49ers went down there and scored a touchdown, they were going to go for it. They were going to go for it regardless because now you didn't told me what I need. I can't punt the ball. It's fucking fourth down. I got to go for it to win the game. I just don't get the analytics or the reverse psychology that Kyle Shanahan tried to out. I think some smart coaches, sometimes they can be way too smart. Sometimes they can outsmart themselves. Sometimes when you start getting this label as you the guru, offensive guru, and you the offensive juggernaut, and you one of the best coaches in the game, sometimes you get to tricking yourself out of positions where, bro, it's just simple football at the end of the day. There's times Andy Reid tricks himself and call a weird red zone inside the 5-yard line play, and it's a fucking turnover. And it's like, bro, why did you even do that? Just hand the ball off and go forward. Like, sometimes coaches can trick themselves out of games, bro. So the 49ers receive the ball. They drive the ball down there for the first 7 minutes of overtime. They end up kicking the field goal. They kick the field goal, right? They get to the 27-yard line. They kick the field goal. It's 22-19. Now Patrick Mahomes get the ball back with 7:22 on the clock. And at this point, I was kind of confused too. So I'm like, okay. So what if this clock runs down to zero? Because the Chiefs wasn't rushing. Like, yeah, it got to like the end of the, like, it was like 9 seconds on the clock and they wasn't like trying to speed up and call a timeout. And so I'm like, bro, what if it goes to zero? Like, what happens? Does it go to like overtime number two or does the possession like continue to go? Like, I don't know what the fuck was going on. But they said if the clock had went to zero, it would just be like, now it's the second quarter of overtime. So overtime wouldn't like go to like overtime number two. It would just, they would still have the ball. And they, I guess they probably would switch opposite ends of the field. And it'd be like you starting over in the second quarter of like a regular game. So that was kind of confusing to me. But sometimes you don't know how these things are going to act until they act out. Like, you can talk all you want to, but you don't know how it's going to play out until it's actually played out in real life. So Patrick Mahomes got the ball back. Now he knows I need a field goal, or I need a field goal. We tie the game, and now whoever scores next, they win the game, no matter if it's a field goal or a touchdown. The next person that scored after they tied the game up, if it was they kick field goals, the next score, the next points that was made, it was, the game was over, and that team won. So Patrick Mahomes, like, I got three timeouts, 7 minutes, and I'm down by three. A touchdown wins this game. It's overtime. You got Patrick Mahomes with the Super Bowl on the line. You think he not about to go down there and make a play? I don't care how many three and outs he had through this game. I don't care how many three and outs he had prior to this moment. Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. Period. And fourth quarter and overtime, Patrick Mahomes, that's Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, the first half, he was filling out the game. They was going three and outs. Third quarter, they probably went some three and outs, things like that. He threw a pick that was crazy. The chemistry on the offense looked off. People was fumbling the ball, all type of things. It just looked ugly a little bit. It looked like it was a little raggedy at first. But Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter in overtime was Patrick Mahomes. He drives the ball down there. The first play, they hand the ball all up the middle, Pacheco for 3 yards. It's 2nd and 7, second play, pass is complete to Rasheem Rice for 6 yards. Now it's 3rd and 1. 3rd and 1, they hurry up on the ball, try to hand the ball off to Pacheco. He gets 0 yards. They call a timeout. Now it's 4th and 1 on their own 34-yard line. Because this is what I'm saying about Kyle Shanahan's decision. They know they're gonna go for it on fourth down right there, because they don't have a choice. So now you give Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterback of all time, 4 downs. You gave him 4 downs. But if you stopped him, if he got the ball first and you stopped him on 3rd and 1 on his own 41-yard line or 34-yard line, I think they would punt the ball. Because if they do not punt the ball and they miss a field, they don't get that first down, all the 49ers got to do is run the ball twice, probably gain a couple yards, and then kick the field goal, and they win the game. And now it's like, what the fuck did you just do, Andy Reid? What did you just do? They would be canceling him right now. I'm telling you right now, they would have been talking about him. He needed to retire if he'd have made that decision. That's all I'm saying. I know it didn't happen, but if Andy Reid got the ball first, and he got to 3rd down and 1, and he didn't get no yards, and he went for it on 4th and 1 on his own 34-yard line, and he didn't get it in overtime, and a 49ers turn around and kick a field goal to win the game, they would be calling for Andy Reid to retire, bro. I think he would have probably retired, because that shit, like, that's a nasty taste in your mouth. I think that decision would have been worse than the damn Russell Wilson throwing the ball to whoever he threw the ball to. I think it was Lockett, threw the ball to Lockett, and Malcolm Butler picked the ball off on the 1 yard line. I think that decision would have been worse than that. But it didn't happen. I'm just speculating. But the Chiefs get the ball on 4th and 1 on their own 34 yard line. They call a timeout. They have to go for it. They can't punt the ball. If they don't get this first down, the game is over. They have to go for it. So they run a triple read option. Patrick Mahomes said, I ain't throwing it to nobody. I ain't giving y'all the chance to even drop this ball. I'm just going to go and get the first down. He scrambles for like 7 yards. Then the next play, he throws the ball to Valdez-Scantling. Valdez-Scantling catches like a 4 or 5 yard pass. This motherfucker end up losing 5 yards. The dumbest play ever. Now it's 2nd and 13. He throws the ball to MVS again. MVS for 7 yards. He gets 7. Now it's 3rd and 6. He throws the ball to Rasheem Rice. Rasheem Rice get 13 yards. And it was an all-out blitz. 3rd and 6, it was 0 blitz. They ran like mesh routes. They got caught up in the wash. Rasheem Rice, 13 yards. First down. Now it's 1st and 10. Pacheco makes a catch. He gets 4 yards. San Francisco calls a timeout. It's 2:48 on the clock. 2nd and 6. Patrick Mahomes throws the ball to Pacheco again. He gets 5 yards. It's 3rd and 1. Now, 3rd and 1 on San Francisco 32-yard line. Patrick Mahomes drops back, quickly scrambles. Scrambles for 19 yards. Something Lamar Jackson should have done in the damn game. I don't know what he was doing. But Patrick Mahomes said, hey, bro, I'm going to be safe. I'm using my legs. They going to try to play the best coverage they can. Ain't nobody going to pay attention to me. I see a seam. I'm taking it. That's what he did. He runs for 13 yards. Now it's 1st and 10 on the 13-yard line. Gives the ball to Pacheco. Pacheco runs for 3 yards. Now it's 2nd and 7 on the 10-yard line. Patrick Mahomes completes the pass to Travis Kelce, a little screen route. That's 7 yards. They get the first down, right? So now it's 1st and goal at the 3-yard line with 6 seconds on the clock. And they run a very similar play that the Chiefs run. They ran this same play last year and scored 2 times on the Philadelphia Eagles last year in the Super Bowl, where they run the motion and it makes it look like he's going across the formation and he wiggles back out and catches the flare, the flat route being wide open. And that's exactly what happened. The play fake to the right. He rolls out to the right, throws a dart to Mecole Hardman, wins the game. Touchdown, wins the game. The same play like it was like corn dog, the same type of play. Same scheme, same principles. Touchdown. Game over. Chiefs win 25-22. Greatness. There's no way I thought Patrick Mahomes wasn't going to go down there and drive and score the ball. I'm watching it like, bro, he about to show you why he's Patrick. He's Patrick Mahomes. He's about to show you why he's him. It's simple. It's not. It's simple, bro. He is that guy. He is the one. He is the GOAT. He is the greatest quarterback of all time. The way he played a position, his leadership, his will to win, him being the best player on his team, not the defense, not the offense, not the coach like that. I mean, I understand that Andy Reid is a great coach, but he didn't win no Super Bowls until Patrick Mahomes became his quarterback. That's all I'm saying. But it wasn't he was a game manager for the first few times they won a championship. No, he was the MVP his first year he won a championship. He's a 2-time MVP. He won every single Super Bowl MVP. He'd been to the Super Bowl 4 times. 4 times in 5 years he's been to the Super Bowl. He's won 3 of those. 3 Super Bowl MVPs. The best player. And in every single Super Bowl he's been in, well, every one he's won, he's been down by 10-plus points in all of those games. He was down 10-0 in this game, all the way up until the last possession of the first half. The game last year, he went versus Philadelphia, he went into halftime down by 10. It was 24-14. And the game versus the 49ers when they played him in the first Super Bowl, he was down by, I think, 11 with under like 7 minutes left. With under 7 minutes left in the game, he was down by 11. I don't know. I don't know what clutch looked like. That's what clutch looked like. That's what clutch looked like for me. That's all I'm going to say. They say he couldn't get it done without the number one receiver. He goes and wins 2 Super Bowls straight. 2. Without a receiver over 1,000 yards. Travis Kelce didn't even have over 1,000 yards. Patrick Mahomes just won a Super Bowl with no 1,000-yard receiver, no 1,000-yard rusher, and his team led the NFL and drops this entire year. Great defense, but we've seen defensive teams not be able to win because of offensive woes, i.e. the Jets, i.e. the Ravens. They had offensive woes. We've seen it. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time. He had 34 completions, 333 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had 9 carries for 66 yards. So he led his team in passing, and he led his team in rushing. I think he's the 2nd Super Bowl MVP quarterback to do that since Steve Young. This is Patrick Mahomes for you. And there was a lot of adversity in this game. Arguing on the sideline with his rookie wide receiver, and I like that because I like Rice, bro. I like Rice. He's a fucking playmate. He fits this offense well. He catches the ball, gets downhill. He's probably going to be a chief for his entire, you know, career if he continues to stay on this pace. He's nice. And he kind of challenged Patrick Mahomes. When they was yelling on the sideline, Rasheem Rice is like, bro, I was open. Like, you threw the ball up to Kelsey on that fade stop. But I was open. If you would have just turned back and looked this way, you would have seen me catch. I would have been right there in your face, caught the ball, and ran straight into the end zone. And we knowing how he catched the ball and get downhill, he would have caught that stick route and ran straight into the end zone because the guys wasn't looking at him like that. One guy was on the outside of him, but the other guys wasn't. Like, he could have ran right into the end zone. So I like that he had that passion. Like, man, oh, fuck that. Throw me the ball. Look at me. I'm right here. I understand Kelsey is your guy and all of that. But if you would have just looked at Kelsey, seen that, oh, hey, I'm not going to look right there. He ain't open. If he would have just turned his head to the right, like middle of the field to the right, he would have seen number four right there in his face, and he would have threw it to him and do it with a score because they had a timeout. So even if he got tackled at the 1 yard line, they could have called a timeout and still had 2 seconds left to kick the field goal. So I understand why Rice was, you know, was like, hold up now. This ain't it. But the receivers, man, they showed up this game. Kelsey had 9 catches for 93 yards. Mecole Hardman, 3 catches for 57 yards, 1 touchdown. Watson, 3 catches for 54 yards. Rasheem Rice, 6 catches for 39 yards. Pacheco, 6 catches for 33 yards. Noah Gray, 2 catches for 22 yards. Valdez Scantley, 3 catches for 20 yards, 1 touchdown. McKinney, 2 catches for 15 yards. That's a lot of guys touching the rock right there. And like I said, I only seen one drop. There was one drop. Watson dropped the ball over the middle. And it was a little behind him, but I think the throw was accurate because if he throws it in front of him, Watson get his head knocked off by 31. And Patrick Mahomes was able to analyze that. That's the type of throw that Tom Brady was talking about. Quarterbacks got to stop throwing the ball as if they don't know that defender is right there. Because sometimes as a wide receiver, when you're running the ball, you don't see where defenders are behind you. The quarterback do. So if he's throwing it behind you, it's probably because somebody, he's trying to position you to take off of like it being a big hit. He's literally protecting you. Like, we know Patrick Mahomes to be a very accurate quarterback. So if he throw the ball behind you, it's probably because he wants you to catch the ball and go that way that in which he threw the ball because he's protecting you from getting your head took off. And that's what it was. So it wasn't that, oh, Patrick Mahomes threw a bad throw right there. No, it was a very calculated throw to where he said, I had to throw the ball behind you because if I throw it in front of you, you might get your head knocked off, and it might be a catch and fumble. It might be a catch, and then he hit you, and a ball tip up in the air, and now it's a pick because you didn't got blew up. That's what Patrick Mahomes is able to process when he's out there on the field, and that is greatness. Like, Patrick Mahomes threw the ball to 9 different receivers. 9 different people caught the ball. 9. Bro, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest. Last year, they said, I don't know how they're going to make the Super Bowl, man. This is a rebuild year for the Chiefs. They just traded away their number one wide receiver, one of the damn near a number one weapon in the NFL. I'm sure in the top 100, he's probably going to be top 5. Tariq Hill is going to be top 5. It's going to go Lamar Jackson number 1. I think it's going to be Patrick number 2. It's going to be like Myles Garrett, probably number 3, Christian McCaffrey 4, and Tariq Hill number 5. That's my top 5 players in the top 100 this year. I just named y'all the order. Now, when the list come out, I'm going to come back to this because I think I got it right there. That's all I'm saying right there. But Patrick Mahomes, the greatest, man. What else he need to prove? I don't think he proved nothing by winning this game either. I think he just proved that he's a winner. But he's always been a winner. He knows how to win. He loves the game. He's already talking about a three-peat. What if he get a three-peat? What if the Chiefs three-peat this year? And you know what's funny? I think they can do it again. bringing Kelce back, if they're able to sign Chris Jones back, that'll be a great plus. They've able to add a nice little receiver, somebody that they can, you know, develop, or somebody that's already kind of like developed where they can, you know, Adam Thielen. I don't know. It's just some guys out there that they can get that can be a nice little possession receiver. It ain't got to be a big-time receiver. If they can get a big-time receiver, I'm going after Justin Jefferson. If I'm the Chiefs, if I want a big-time receiver, I'll go after Justin Jefferson. But they just showed you, bro, they just won 2 championships in a row without a 1,000-yard receiver. They just won 2 Super Bowl championships in a row, back-to-back, without a 1,000-yard receiver. So they don't even need that type of guy. They just need a guy that's going to catch the ball. Just catch the ball. That's it. Patrick Mahomes is going to do his thing. He's going to be special. Catch the ball. That's all it is. Great season, man. It's been a great season. A lot of players made some plays. A lot of great football. Just love to see it, man. But at the end of the day, all the doubt that Kansas City had, and I even had some stories like, man, these motherfuckers, they dropping the ball too much. They're not going to be able to separate in the playoffs to get open to win a Super Bowl. But you just can't bet against Patrick Mahomes, bro. You can't. You cannot bet against Patrick Mahomes. You can't. And like I said, after the championship last year, I said they was going to win it again. After they won last year, when they beat the Eagles, I said, bro, they're going to win again this year. And what they do, go out and win. Their defense is still young. They still got some guys. They may lose Snead. They may lose Chris Jones. I think they're going to sign one of those guys. I don't think they're probably going to be able to sign both of them. But I think they're going to sign one of those guys. But the rest of their defense is fairly young. And they can really play. So a young defense that has 2 Super Bowl championships, all of that experience, and they still young. Nobody is really up for contracts like that. They're not paying nobody on offense like that. They're going to go out and find another offensive tackle that's probably decent. I don't know. We're going to see. They're probably going to pay Travis Kelce a little something, you know. But they're not paying nobody on offense but Patrick Mahomes. And he's going to restructure his contract to where he's probably going to, you know, be a low cap hit because he's going to transfer that into a signing bonus. To where he adds $25 million to the cap. And they just give him that in the signing bonus. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. His contract, not even enough. He should be making $1 billion. Patrick Mahomes should be making $1 billion. If Jaylen Brown, a number 2 for the Celtics, can make $330+ million fucking dollars, Patrick Mahomes should be making $800, $900, $1 billion, bro. Period. Period, bro. I'm just saying what I'm saying, bro. But like I said, this will be the last episode for a good while. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs for being the first back-to-back Super Bowl champion since 2003, 2004, New England Patriots. And let's see if they're going to be the first team to three-peat. Let's see. I think they got the formula. Everybody's talking about they coming back. They always going to have Patrick Mahomes, so they're always going to have a chance. The Super Bowl goes through Patrick. The Super Bowl goes through Patrick. Nobody else. It goes through Patrick. Just like the NBA Finals went through LeBron James for 8 years in a row, for 9 years and 10 years, it went through him. We're in that era with Patrick Mahomes right now. It goes through Patrick Mahomes. If you want to win this championship, you're going to have to beat Patrick Mahomes. Just like if you wanted to win an NBA Finals championship, you was going to have to beat LeBron James. Period. We're watching greatness right now. Enjoy it. We're watching greatness right now. Enjoy it. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Speak On It podcast season 3. Like I said, it's the last episode. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Season 4 will be bigger and better. That will be NBA playoffs. And we're going to talk it on. Love it. Appreciate y'all. Speak On It podcast. Episode 84. You know what it is. You know what it do. Lip out.